This is Radically Alive Women Edgecast, and we're bringing to you some insights for you as a subscriber, as a member to Radically Alive Women Edgecast. Thank you so much for supporting this work, and thank you so much for being curious enough to come closer to make use of this content so that you get to really let these distinctions and these inspirations from women across the globe permeate you and change who you are. Enjoy. Welcome to Another Distinction. My name is Julia Neumann. And this one is about feelings versus emotions. It comes from possibility management, and we are applying it here at Radically Alive Women. To date, you may have applied both words interchangeably and used them without making a difference, feelings and emotions. But there is a difference, or we can use them in a different way, depending on their purpose. So if you haven't listened to the feelings distinction yet, I highly recommend you do that. You'll find them in the member section. And feelings have the purpose of giving you energy and information that can serve your life. They are neutral. And they serve right now, right here. So within a time frame of maximum 3 minutes, they pass through if you use them for what they're here for. So that's anger, sadness, fear, or joy. They serve yet again different purposes. And if you use them for what they're here for, then they will just move through like a wave. As feelings serve life, they serve your radical aliveness. So we need to learn to feel again and feel consciously in order to be in our full aliveness as a human being. And emotions are not from right here, right now. Very often they will be from the past, and that could be from your childhood, but also from yesterday or this morning or just 5 minutes ago, when you haven't fully felt a feeling and expressed it and used it for its purpose, then it can get stuck in you and it gets almost encapsulated in your system, can be showing up also in your physical body. Lots of dis-ease comes from emotional charges. So the purpose of emotions is not navigating a life. It is to heal, to transform. And I want to mention here that not all emotions are from the past. Some are also from the past, but not from you. They're from your parents. Maybe you've taken on your parents' feelings. Or they could be from your underworld when you're trying to not feel your feelings, which all of us are pretty accustomed to. Then they linger around in your unconscious and you might act from your unconscious emotions. So this is the main difference between emotions and feelings. And you can recognize emotions, which feel the same, and they have the same. It's the same four, mainly, anger, sadness, fear, and joy. But you can identify them because they last longer. They often linger around for longer, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, days, weeks, months, even years. You might remember times where you were so angry at someone that you'd still be angry after weeks or maybe even years. Or you know a family member that is still angry at their parents from what they did when they were a child. You can also identify emotions because they might be out of proportion to what's actually happening. So you might feel so angry or so sad when something happens, and you even surprised yourself how it's not really commensurate to what's going on right now. I have an example for that where after I had already done quite a bit of emotional healing work myself, I was locked out by my then flatmate who had locked the door from the inside and I couldn't get in with my key. And I tried to reach her, called her name. She didn't hear me. And I ended up climbing in through the bathroom window. It was all ground level, so it wasn't a big risk. And the bathroom window was open, but I climbed in and I was so angry. I was so pissed off. And I caught myself. I was like, wow, this is so out of proportion to what's happening right now because I'm actually not in danger. It's not a big inconvenience. I mean, it's not great, but hey, what's really going on? And I remembered that I had been locked out of the house when I was a child, coming home from school. I didn't have a key yet, must have been primary school. And the way to get into the house, the secret way, was through the bathroom. But our bathroom was in the second floor up. We had to climb over the roof to get in. And my sisters and I had to do that on occasion. And I hated it. I was so angry at my parents. So here was this emotion revisiting from this body memory or this unconscious memory I had from when I was a child. And something that I discovered, especially in this moment, was that emotions, while they aren't from right now, right here, they're the reactivity, they're that which is triggered. They can, at the base, be triggered by some real life now thing, where there could be this tiny bit of feeling in there, something that would be actually great to be able to navigate with now. But when we're triggered, we just don't have the capacity to do that. So in that example with the window, I could separate. I had a gap there. And I could tell my flatmate, hey, please don't do that again. Will you next time just not lock yourself in when I'm outside the house? And she agreed to that. And I also got to share with her what was going on for me. And in that moment, like, this emotion just passed through and went away. But I didn't have to take my emotion out on her, which would then just cause another, depending on who you talk to, they don't have another option than to defend themselves, right? You might know what I'm talking about. So the beauty of knowing when you have an emotion versus a feeling is that you can do something different with it. And if we're trying to navigate our life with emotions, then we create a lot of messes and feel really righteous about it, especially when you think, okay, now I know what feelings are and they're valid and they're neutral and now everybody else is reacting to me. What assholes? And then you make the others wrong. But what you might want to look at is maybe you are being reactive. And when you are reactive, you're not connected to yourself. You're not connected to the present moment. You're connected to the past or to someone else's reality. And now what do we do with emotions? Well, there's different things. Sometimes they just need to be witnessed and expressed. And that can happen best with a space holder, someone that can simply listen, that is not scared of your emotions, and that can be present with you. So that would be a transformative listening space. Sometimes you might want to complete your emotions, and then another person could be the representative of the person that you have the emotion with. And then you speak to the representative as if they were this person. So say you were angry with your father, or you were sad with your father. Say sad for a different example. And then you could ask that person, please be my father. And they say, yes, I'm your father. And then you say, I feel so sad because when I was 5, you didn't whatever, or you did this. And at this point, really let yourself feel the sadness. That's crucial. It's not just a talking exercise. It's a feeling process. And you let it come and you speak it. And the representative simply repeats back what they heard you say. Exactly as they heard it, without a question mark, without a doubt, without an introduction. So in my example, it would be the representative saying, you feel sad because I, if they stand in for the father in this case, because when you were 5 years old, I did blah, blah, blah. And then the speaker could go deeper and say, yes, because, and so on. And so leaving space so that the representative can actually repeat back without having to paraphrase too much. And that is healing. A communication is complete when it has been received. And it has been received when it has been heard and you are aware that it has been heard. And your emotion is complete when it has been felt to the extent that you felt it at the time. And then there's also the option of an emotional healing process where you seek out a space holder. That would be someone that has gone through sufficient emotional healing processes themselves. And that can hold space for your full capacity of emotions. And that can help you navigate to that past event. And you get to express the fullness of your emotions. And they might also make you aware, or you can go and find the decisions that you made in that instance. So oftentimes, when we're in shock because our feelings are overwhelming us and we can't handle them, then we decide something about life. And these decisions are powerful because they can unconsciously rule your life, and they may show up in repeating patterns, and you just don't know what's actually going on. So you can find in emotional healing processes these old decisions, and you can check how they are influencing your life today. All of that with your space holder. And then only if you're ready, you may want to make new decisions. And these new decisions won't be just the opposite of what you decided earlier on. It will be a decision that is accurate and appropriate and necessary right now to create other outcomes in your life. So here at Radically Live Women, we have experienced space holders. If you would like to know more, contact us at radicallylivewomen@gmail.com or check out our website. You might be able to find someone there. We don't have yet a list of emotional healing process space holders up there, but hopefully we'll get that going sometime soon. I hope that you get to explore this distinction in your everyday life. And if you have that distinction already and you've been practicing with it, I hope you got something new out of this clip. Speak to you soon.